Blog Talk Radio.
Show here on blogtalkradio.com. It is another Tuesday, October 18th of 2016, and we're broadcasting live not only from the DFW Metroplex area of Dallas, Texas, but from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm your host, Mike Henderson, and with me is my co-host, Crystal Senegal. How you doing, Crystal?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
Just fine. And my other co-host, Vanessa Eccentric McCarroll, is off some damn where. I'm going to leave the porch light on for her, though, just in case she pops in as well, though. But tonight, I'm going to tell you what kind of inspired tonight's episode and why. But it's called Surviving, Women in the Shadow of Violence and Abuse. And tonight we'll be discussing the very real and very terrifying subject of domestic violence, especially against women, in the wake of the Lifetime movie, Surviving Compton, as well as the mounting accusations toward one of our current presidential contenders. The threat of abuse and violence toward women is still very prominent in today's society. Now, what kind of pulled me in this realm actually was that Lifetime movie. Have you seen that yet?
I haven't seen it. No.
Yeah, something like that. Well, I'm gonna kill the spoilers. I might mention a few things about it as well, though. So just in case anybody gets mad, though, I'm telling you up front, spoiler alert. Okay, right off the bat, spoiler alert. But when it comes to this as well, though, because after this aired, a lot of people, and not only just that, not only just the movie itself that aired on Lifetime. It's about Michelle A. and her dealings with Dr. Dre and NWA back in the early '80s. And also with that is also the continued mounting, group of women that are saying that Republican nominee Donald Trump, groped them or acted inappropriately around them, though. And it was just amazing that, so far I think about like 9, 10 women have come forward. And he is like literally seriously under scrutiny behind it as well, though. I mean, just when you thought his poll numbers were dropping because of the tax thing, when this broke, also with the Access Hollywood open mic, mic that was left on recording when they were on the way to a TV show set, and there was like a whole, what he calls locker room talk about women, being able to kiss them anytime he wants to, touch them, or grab them, or grope them, or what have you as well, though. And then saying it's appropriate to do so because you're a big star, you can do that. The movie kind of hinted towards some of that as well, though, about the idea because you actually got some status, all of a sudden that means you can do whatever you want to. Okay, and naturally, when all that came out on Trump, there are some prominent Republicans disavowed it, though, and everybody was singing the same song, saying that, okay, well, I have daughters and sisters and what have you, though. That's inappropriate, that kind of thing as well, though. And, my take as a guy, I'm like this. Because, I'm going to sound like those other guys, though. Yes, I have sisters. I have, I have friends. I have daughters, and I'll tell you straight up, though, I find out some crap like that's going on, though, I'm coming after your ass. That's all there is to it. I don't want to hear it, because there's nothing appropriate about that at all as well, though. I mean, if you think that way towards women, probably explains why you don't have that much luck with them. But you do have a few guys out there that are defending Trump's actions. There are people out there that even, like, in the wake of this film, Surviving Compton, they're defending, you know, Dr. Dre's side, though, because there was hinted in the film, like, you know, assault, abuse, like, toward Michelle A. by Dr. Dre.
Was it
and,
a hinting or was it more than that?
It was a little more. It was more than just hinting. It was more than just hinting. But
okay.
I'm not trying to spoil it too much, but there is one scene where it actually really starts between them, and I was shocked.
She's already going around talking about it. She's talking about it on different shows and stuff. She's talking about the abuse that she did get from him.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember. Where there was one lady, one girl that he dated, I can't remember. I think she was like a radio DJ or something that he assaulted. So, I mean, I'm not surprised.
Mm. I can't even blame it on the culture. I can't even blame it on the idea of being successful or being popular or being a celebrity or anything like that, though. Because there are people out there that don't even worth a tenth of that, though, and they slug on a regular basis.
Well, she said that in an interview that I saw her in, she basically said that it was she's dealt with that her whole life as far as seeing her grandmother, I think her mother or her grandmother go through it or something, and her grandmother basically told her to stay in it, you know.
Yeah,
because that's what men do. So she was just accustomed to that type of behavior from a man. So she didn't know any better, and she was trying to protect them, you know, because she felt that's what she had to do.
Yeah, but it kind of gives guys a bum rap, for, like, you know, in general, don't you think? I mean, especially if a woman comes preloaded with that misconception, you know, the idea that okay, that's expected from men because that's what men do.
Question:
no,
went from one well. Well, in the interview, she said she started dating Suge Knight, and Suge Knight told her she deserved better. And it was one incident where he slapped her, Suge Knight did, and dislocated her jaw. And she said that he ended up taking her to the hospital, but it never happened again. So Suge Knight is the one who basically took her out of the situation with Dr. Dre. And basically told her that she deserved it. Well, he didn't take her because I think what happened was Dr. Dre was cheating on her anyway with the woman that he's married to now.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up going to prison or something, went to jail or something like that. And so she started dating Suge Knight, like, right after that or something like that. And he told her that she deserved better. She, you know, she deserved a man that was going to treat her good, blase, blase. And, you know, she said he's just like a big, you know, he's a nice guy. He treated her nice. And then there was that one time he hit her and dislocated her jaw. So what is he, like 9 feet? I don't know. He's a big dude.
Yeah,
like
Sugar's a big dude, though. But also, Sugar's a damn thug. I mean, I wouldn't hang around with Sugar, and I'm a man.
Well, he's a gangster, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No, I would not fool with that mess. No way, though. There's too many times where you almost have to. Sugar just strikes me as the type to where you have to take a bat to his ass half the time anyway.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't even fool with that, though. I would see what other people have gone through, though. And Sugar is a thug, period, though. He doesn't hide it. He simply doesn't hide it at all.
But she comes from that type of environment. So where is she? She's not from Compton. She's from Inglewood. Where's she from? Inglewood or something like that. I don't know, but she's from California.
Yeah,
but she's from not a good area, apparently.
Yeah.
So it's just a mindset, you know.
Yeah. Okay. But even with that, we're still
not making
excuses
for it. But I'm just saying.
I'm not making excuses for them. I mean, I couldn't possibly see myself making excuses because in my lifetime, one time have I actually personally known a couple that went through that. Personally known, though. You know, I was a closer friend of her than him. And we were kindred, me and him were kindred because we were both military vets. And I cautioned him about that. And I told him flat out, though, you know, before I wound up standing back and allowing that to continue, you know, especially involving two people I care about, though, I will come and jail your ass myself. Because, you, I mean, I'm sorry, there's just no reason, unless she is literally trying to take your life. This is in my opinion, because this is how I was brought up. Unless she's really trying to take your life, under my gun or knife or whatever weapon in hand, there's no cause for that. There's simply no cause for that, though. You couldn't possibly be that freaking mad. And if you are that mad, though, you need to go get some help. And too many times I think it's people's egos that pulls them off in there because I don't need any help. I can do that. Who's to say that you can't be wrong? And you and don't do it.
No, I was going to say, I think this is a power trip for a man to hit a woman. It's a form of breaking down a woman emotionally than it is to
it is about power. It's about control.
It's about power.
It's about power.
And
yeah,
control.
Power, control,
exactly.
Making yourself feel better by making somebody else feel worse. Little people stuff. You know, first things first, I remember like when we started doing this show, we actually had a discussion with a young man. Me and a past co-host had a discussion with a guy who considered me and I think it was Anthony, a guy named Anthony Neville. He was my old co-host, and he and you know, I don't think Anthony was in a relationship. I know I was. I don't think Anthony was in one though. But he had dated recently anyway as well though. And this guy that was on there that we were talking to considered us weak men because we didn't monitor our women 24/7. We didn't actually they could talk to us. He felt like they could talk to us any kind of way though, like they would disrespect us, and we would never check them on that. And I told him and we didn't follow up and figure out what they're doing as well. And he just sounded like a very, very insecure dude. And I'm thinking like, hold up, I'm not going to be in a relationship to where I have to follow somebody around, you know, 24/7, 365, 52, just so I feel secure, though. I don't have that kind of time. But you consider me weak because you're not in. Yeah. I don't know what this dude deal was, though, but he said he did not trust his woman. He had to be in control of everything as well. He had to take care of the money, his and hers. Their time, or they check phones and all this stuff. It was crazy. I was listening to this young man, though, and he was probably like in his 20s. And I'm like, really? Mm-hmm. You can wind up in the news.
Okay.
And also, the idea of talking about, I'm not going to try to say that you hit her or anything like that as well, though, but, you know, you're talking about the idea of correcting her and all this stuff, too. I don't know the level of your correction. But some of these guys forget that these women that you're hitting on and beating up on, though, most of them have brothers, male friends, good friends, childhood friends, people that they know, cousins, all that stuff, too, like that. You are setting yourself up for failure. And I've never seen it to the point to where, like, I've never been to the point, Crystal, where I got involved with somebody and I had to cut them off from the rest of the planet.
But it's not about the woman. It's about the man having control. That's the way.
That's how they start off. Yeah, you control their whole environment, though. You know, they can't have male friends. They can't have. They can't have contact with family. They're screening their phone calls.
But it doesn't start off that way. The way it normally starts is by wooing the woman in, being super extra nice, good to the woman, or could be men too, because men get abused as well. You know, and extremely, my Prince Charming has arrived and everything. That may take a couple of years, you know, who knows, depends on the woman and the guy she's dealing with. After that, it becomes you can't go around your friends, you know, you have time limits with your family. So it's an emotional breakdown at first. This is how abusers work. And then it becomes, once he has broken her down and he knows that he controls her every move, that's when he starts beating her. That's when the abuse starts. You know, he's already emotionally broken down. So, now she feels like, oh, this is the only person that cares for me. And so now he feels, now he's made her weak and vulnerable to him, so then he can put his, lay his hands on her. Usually that's how, you know, abuse works. It's a systematic, you know, plan that a person has. That, but seriously, you know, it's control. That's all it is.
You're sitting up here applying.
I mean, I can't be controlled like that. Yeah, it's applied. Yeah, I can't be controlled like that. They see they can't tame me. That's why my relationships don't last that long. Man can look at me in the corner of his eye and I'm going to say, what you looking at me like that for? We going to have a problem.
See, already. But see, even as a man, like, you know, and naturally you want to, like, be there. But I like the idea of consistency when it comes to relationship. I do. I honestly do. And that's coming and going, not just from them, but from myself as well. And but at the same time, if it gets to the point where we simply can't get along or something like that as well, though, it's time for something to happen. And I'm not talking about somebody winding up in the hospital. I'm talking about the idea of somebody you need to, you know, get, oh. Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I heard a loud whatever that was. I was like, okay. I'm talking about, like, you know, somebody needs to exit stage left and somebody needs to exit stage right. I mean, no, we're not going to get to that point. No. Because if you anger me enough to the point where I even have a thought about the idea of doing something to you, though, I got to go. It's time to break the door. If you simply cannot get along, your best bet under any circumstances is to part ways. Okay, and I can have great love for you or one like that, but if it's not working, you have to realize it's simply not working. And I can have great love for you. Like, for example, if you and I were involved, I could have, and it just wasn't working out, I can have great love for you, though. I just have to love you from a distance because I'll be damned if I'm going to jail.
You
ain't
going
either.
You
know,
I ain't going to jail with me.
Don't tell me you ain't going either because we gonna, you know, leave it at that. But there's individuals that feel like their insecurity is so great, and all that stuff too. Like, say, I don't know if the idea that you know when you feel like the power is slipping away and you just have to have it as well, though, you just feel like you just have that. But they try to, like, you know, say it's love and it's not. No, somebody beating on you is not love. Period. And for anybody that's asked me, and I've dealt with some people before as well, though, some people that are good friends of mine now who had to go through that kind of craziness on there. Well, only advice I gave them point blank and simple was this. They put their hands on you, you put their ass in handcuffs, period. Stop worrying about how they feel or ruining their lives, though, because they're trying to ruin yours. Somebody hitting on you is not love. I'm sorry, it isn't. You can consider whatever you want to. That's just the way men are. No, they're not. Let me be the first one to tell you, if you've never, and nobody else ever heard it ever, though, that is not how men conduct themselves. Especially, like, men can beat up on women and children, but they can't go toe to toe with a man.
Right. Because that's an insecure, weak person to do something like that.
Yeah, exactly. And if you feel like you just really have to go there, like, brother, you need some help. And I'm not talking about just prayer either, though. You need some counseling. You need to go talk to some damn body. You might need your ass beat. But somewhere along the line,
probably got daddy issues.
Yeah, yeah. Huh?
I say usually they probably have some type of father issues, daddy issues.
Well, because there was no male role model there?
Right. Or if it was.
Well, I mean, I can just kind of dispel that one, too, though, because I guess I'm just a special case because my biological father wasn't there. But it still was not an excuse when I'm doing something wrong.
Right. I'm saying that sometimes because a male role model isn't in the home, it doesn't. And if your mom, it all depends on the situation. You know, I have cousins that grew up with not having a male role model, and they treat their women pretty nice, I guess. I mean, my cousin got five kids, but I don't think he's ever put his hands on a woman. You know, because the mother raised him right. But some men need that male figure in their life to show them how to go about live in a respectful way and know how to treat people in general. So if your mother may be ratchet, and she got all kind of men coming out of the house, this is usually why you have, you know, guys that treat women a certain way. You understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I got you as well, though. And you're right. It can be argued that yes, we ultimately are the sum of our experiences and our environments as well, though, because you could take somebody to high society and how they behave and how they grow into that as well, though, is a reflection on their upbringing, you know. And if they never really had that positive reinforcement or even had or even learned or taught how to treat women, they wouldn't know. And I guess like the next thing they would get was anything that was influential to them while we're growing up as well, though. People take on that thug mentality and they shoot it off into the next generation, or they teach them as well, though, because that's all they see and that's all they know.
Right.
No, I'm not trying to make any excuses, though, but somewhere along the line, though, you do have to kind of reach the age of reason, and as much as it's actually put out there, and it's kind of crazy too, though, because you wouldn't want anybody beating on your mother or your sister. So why are you beating on somebody else's mother or somebody else's sister? But knowing what I know right now, there's no way in the world I could be a woman right now. You know, what I do in the stretch of the joint. I mean, what I do in the stretch of the joint.
I mean, being a woman, being a black woman in America already, you know.
Yeah.
Black women, I will say this, are extremely strong individuals. We put up with a lot from other cultures and from our own culture. And from my own black men. So I think black women are just, in all, the majority of black women are just strong. They have to deal with a lot from society, a lot. And I'm not saying black men don't, but black women are the foundation.
Yeah. But then again, like, that's going to wind up actually taking a toll on you physically, emotionally, mentally. You know, financially, you know, your whole world's coming, at any given time, though, it's almost like you're looking around the corner to see exactly what you're going to wind up as you're dealing with. It's an ongoing onslaught all the time. And this is supposed to be coming from somebody that says they love you. At least they said it, you know, six months to 2 years ago. Now, all of a sudden, it's all together different. And everything else around is more beautiful than you are. But yet still, he fought like hell to get into that circle, to get into your life like that, though, just so he could tear it apart.
But I
couldn't be a woman and have that man fall asleep in front of me. He wouldn't wake
up.
Right,
but I don't think it's that man's intention to do that to a woman if he falls in love with her. I don't think it is control. It's like, don't take that away from me because, you know, maybe it's a fear of losing something so grand.
But you're destroying it too, though. You can't. You can't.
I get what you're saying, but that's no fault of his own. A lot of times they need therapy. You know what I'm saying?
But it's like thrashing a Ferrari. You know, you get a $300,000 Ferrari, though, and you're going to drive it off a bridge. That's crazy. Or you're going to go, like, you know, mudding in it or, you know, whatever. I mean, like, really? I mean, you know, it's kind of sad, though, when you have guys that will actually treat a car better than they'll treat their women. That's sad.
That's sad.
Yeah, your ride gets more respect than your woman does.
Or your Michael Jordan get more respect than your woman.
Exactly. Yeah, your damn shoes. I shred them damn shoes and I blow that fucking car up before I mess with. But no. and don't let anybody else mess with your woman. You know, then all of a sudden it's time to get crazy. But then again, who are they going to wind up actually taking out a more on, though? The other dude or her? Her.
It's mental issues, you know. It's just like that kid in Chicago that the girl broke up with. The girl who was calling her dad or texting her dad the whole time, and the guy ended up killing her or something, like stabbed her to death or something, and then jumped off the building or something.
Yeah.
It's mental issues.
Yeah, That's crazy. That's craziness. That's absolutely craziness, though. And it's kind of sad that when we actually look at this, though, because I ran some statistics from womenshealth.gov and some other websites as well. And would you believe, and this is like worldwide, one in three women will experience some type of abuse in their lifetime. One in three. Not one, you know, at first I thought it was going to be like somewhere in the neighborhood, like, you know, one in 20, one in 10 or something like that as well. But one in three, that's scary. That is entirely too scary that one in three women walking around on the face of the earth right now will suffer some type of abuse in some way.
I believe it.
The proof's in the pudding as well, though. We're seeing it's even gone into politics. It's only gotten into politics, you know, as well as everything else as well, though. But, you know,
it always been in politics.
Yeah, it's been in politics. It's been in the media. It's been, it's been in music. It's been in, you know, entertainment. It's been there as well. But there's always going to be something like, remember Chris Brown and Rihanna?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. You only know how Chris Brown even remotely survived half that. I don't.
Survive half what?
You know, half of the whole world, like, you know, just literally setting him on fire after the fact, though. But by that same token, you know,
he did beat her.
You kept your hands to yourself.
I mean, I'm sure she put her hands on him too, because I mean, she was like the girl that would. He bit her, for God's sake. He bit her. I mean, you know, she had bite marks on her body.
I mean, that is crazy. That is absolutely nuts.
But I'm sure it wasn't the first time, because, you know, when it escalates to that situation, trust me, there were other situations before that situation. So,
exactly. Yes, something had to kind of set that off, though, always.
Yeah.
But once again, you know, you gotta have some help. You gotta do something about that situation in the world, though.
These young guys today, though, it's different from when we were growing up. You could hit a boy wasn't gonna hit you back, because that's the way they were raised. You don't put your hands on a woman. These boys today, you get on Facebook and you will see boys knocking girls out. So if you plan on putting your hands on a guy, be prepared to get knocked out, because this is where they're going with it now in this day and age.
Now, see, they're also talking about provocation, too, with that, too, because I've seen some of them, the very same videos where these guys have actually tried not to get involved, though, and these chicks hauled off and popped them.
Yeah.
Which goes right back to what you're saying as well, to be prepared, because...
be prepared to get knocked out.
Yeah.
This is a whole other generation we're dealing with, and these young boys are just hitting girls like it is nothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, like it's... just, you know, oh, well. I saw one video where the girl was arguing with the guy. He just picked her up and body slammed her. I was like, are you serious right now? And then her friend jumped up to, you know, why did you do that, whatever. And he punches her. I was like, and the guys were just standing around watching it happen like it was nothing. That's the young, these are 20-year-olds, 18, 20-year-old kids. I'm like, this is crazy.
Absolutely crazy. But like you said, that's the world we live in right now. But more than anything else, like I would actually touch on the things that got to be prevented, though. But then again, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure anyway. So 9 times out of 10, but, you know, once again, some people have to learn the hard way, unfortunately. And that's across the board, you know.
Yeah.
Abusers, you know, if you don't wind up actually doing something that is, you don't wind up actually putting a nail in at someone online when it comes to abusers, you're going to wind up enabling them constantly.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, here we go. You know, now we got a problem. But I want to wind up actually, like, you know, also point out a few things as well, though. And that is the people that really are looking for help. You know, if you've been hurt by someone, and this is coming from womenshealth.gov, and that is get help, you know, if nothing else. You're not alone. Don't think for a moment that you are alone. You're not alone. Get some help. You know, you can contact, you know, friends, family, whoever is, you know, and there's a helpline, you know, for womenshealth.gov. You know, it'll sound like an infomercial, but hey, it's a good one as well, though. And that's the online womenshealth.gov helpline, which is like 1-800-994-9662. You know, it's from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, you know, Eastern Standard Time. But, you know, contact them. Like, you know, you can contact your pastor, you know, some matter your church, community centers, whoever, though. But more importantly than anything else, you might have to wind up actually getting to the point to where, especially with, you know, your, you know, it's your life, and if you have children, their lives as well, though. You got to do something. You honestly have to do something. Something has to be done, though, because otherwise, you know, I have lost a friend behind that madness.
You should always let somebody know that if somebody is putting their hands on you or you feel threatened.
Exactly.
Always let someone know.
Always, regardless, though. Stop worrying about the outcome. Stop worrying about their well-being, though, because apparently they're not really worried about yours while they're actually lashing out. So, because if they really were, they would have never did it as well, though. You know, I've been married twice, and it never got that bad. It never got that bad. And so you cannot afford to do, like, the ultimate sacrifice thing, though, because you only have one life to live here. It's not a video game. And I would caution anybody and everybody, if you know somebody that's actually going through that as well, though, do not be afraid to intervene. I know some people want to say that what's going on between that man and that woman is between that man and that woman, though. Not when it comes to this. Because too many people have lost their lives behind this for little or nothing.
Yeah.
No, and I refuse to stand by. If I know something like that's going on, though, it's going to happen. I'm telling you right now. You might as well get mad at me because there's no way. Especially a friend of mine. I could, no.
And if you see a woman being abused or a man being abused, step up and say something about it. Just don't let it happen or don't put it on Facebook. Don't videotape
and
put it on Facebook. You know,
exactly.
Say something.
No. Yeah, you need to do something, though. They need to be confronted. They need to be dealt with in some way. And if they want to wind up trying to make it seem like it's nobody's business or what have you, though, no, don't do that. Don't do that in front of me. You're going to get embarrassed. That's all there is to it. You're going to get embarrassed. I can't do it. I'm not going to stand by and sit there and watch somebody get hurt. That's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. That could be probably the only opportunity they actually have to break away from that. Or at least as they get it to a point where they don't have to worry about the idea of fearing for their life. And
right.
it's kind of sad, you know, like that one incident where it actually did happen where, you know, that somebody that I knew who was a friend of mine lost her life for the exact very thing because nobody stepped in. One minute she was there, the next minute she was gone. No. And I told myself right then and there, never again, ever. That was one time too many.
Yeah, it's a sad situation.
Yeah, were she still alive, though, we'd practically be about the same age. You know, yeah. But that was well before I even went into the military. Sad.
I mean, I've had friends that were in a situation like that, and speaking with her and trying to get her out of the situation was a difficult task because she didn't want to leave because she'd already been broken down. So she believed that man loved her so much because he gave her all these material things, you know. He was, giving her everything that she wanted, a car, not an apartment, clothes, shoes, whatever she wanted, she got. But with that came the abuse. And she would come to work with, you know, bruises on her body. It was just a mess. And I tried to, you know, I talked to her about it. She opened up about it, and I said, you deserve better than that. You know, you don't deserve to be beat up. Material things are just material things. You can always get that, you know?
Exactly.
So, but she stayed in it, I think, for like another year or so, and needless to say, he cheated on her with some other woman, and it was a mess, and so that's how she left. That was the reason why she left, because he had another woman. Got with a different woman.
Not the beatings, not the idea of the abuse.
It wasn't the beatings, exactly.
So,
you know, you can't help everybody, but you do what you can.
I think some people need to watch The Burning Bed. Remember that movie?
I remember that movie.
We need to rescreen
that. Now, see,
that
would be me. You put your hands on me one time, if you're in my view, if I stay in some situation, I'm going to let you go to sleep, and I might just put that bed on fire one time.
Well, you will be duct taped down. You will be duct taped down to it, though. You're going to look like a burrito for real.
Okay.
But you will be cooked. You will be well done by the time it's done. You'll get my man after that. You're well done. Yeah, I mean, just crazy.
You can't even look at me side-eyed.
See? See, that's the danger.
Now. I watch too much Snapped.
See,
48 hours.
Yeah. No, that, if nothing else, they forgot. I guess they forgot about John Bobbitt. John Wayne Bobbitt. Lorena Bobbitt, they forgot about that mess as well, though. And Snap, I don't even, matter of fact, when I'm scrolling through channels, I just bypass all that, because all that is just every crazy woman you can possibly think of and what drove her there. And most of those was because of a man.
About money, though. It's usually about money.
Yeah, money or man.
Insurance.
Or man.
Yeah. It's about
money.
Let me kill this man so I can get this money. That's what most of them know about. So I can get this insurance payment.
Out. Wow.
Okay. That's what most of them know about.
Yeah, but yeah, just the idea. Just the idea, though. Just the idea, for real, though. I mean, you can't think that, you don't think that some of that, though, if, like, they actually watched that, wouldn't be inspiration enough for somebody to come off the hinges, especially dealing with everything else, because sooner or later, you're going to reach that boiling point. You are. You know,
I don't understand why staying it that long.
Well, I don't get it either, though. I mean, somebody, you know, not to put some family business out there, but one time that happened to one to a relative of mine. And you know what? I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it with him. And I went after him for real. And I didn't care.
Yeah.
I had that brother running. Seriously. Because you don't know. You know, you're not going to do that. You are not going to do that. I don't care. You know, that, to me, does not make you a man at all. And you're not going to do that to none of my family members. Not me getting wind
right.
of it, though. That means, you know, that means we need to do something.
Exactly.
You know, I either handle it myself. You know, either I handle it myself or we organize it possibly one way or the other. You finna stop. Now, where you take it, where we take it from there, when I get in the midst of that, though, where we take it from there, that's totally up to you. But that's not going to go down no more. Because when I hear, you know, and I'm not talking about when I hear of it again, though. No, that was it. I wouldn't give you no second chance.
And all women need to always, women and men, because men get abused as well. But you need to know, if it don't feel right or smell good, it's not good. It's not a good thing. You need to follow your instincts.
Yeah.
Always be in tune to your spirit, because your spirit is going to tell you if this is the person for you and who you're dealing with. You'll know. And don't ignore
the rose-colored glasses.
The signs
are the rose,
there.
Yeah, and the rose-colored glasses, nope. No, no. Now you got to kind of look past that, though. I understand the idea of being caught up in the moment, the euphoria and all other stuff, too, as well, though, but sometimes. Sometimes. It's
and
kinda,
what did my Angelou said?
Yeah, when people show you who they are, believe them.
Believe them.
Make no mistake, though. That old, like, I made a mistake. No.
But they'll show you.
Yeah, they'll show you better than they can tell you. But anyway, we're going to go and get up out of here. And we're going to actually, like, talk with you guys again next Tuesday. Thank you for joining me, Crystal. We'll find out what the hell happened to Vanessa later. But anyway.
Anyway.
Anyway. I want everybody to go and have a great rest of the week, great weekend, and join us back here next Tuesday on Blog Talk Radio, the Mike Henderson Show. You guys have a good evening. Bye-bye. Where's my music?
Ciao.